It might be a Discord thing.
Like
it
now?
Might.
What?
Oh. Whoa. Huh?
You were like pulling on your eyeballs and it was really funny.
Pulling on my balls?
Yeah.
Pulling on my balls to wake up. Just normal Tuesday afternoon. Oh gosh. Okay, I'm scared. What am I looking at? I'm ready.
Whatever you think that this song is going to be, it's not going to be like that. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm trying for backstory, I'm trying to wake us both up because we both just woke up from naps because we're stupid.
No, we're not stupid. We're just tired working boys.
Sweepy.
What song was that?
I'll send it to you. It's one of my new favorite songs.
No, you got to tell the pod people. You got to tell for context.
It's I Don't Work Here by Tom Cardi. Big fan. As you know, I'm a silly goofy boy, and that is a silly goofy song. However you think that song is going to end, you're incorrect.
Because
it ends very funny.
Noted. So I guess you're the silly boy for today.
I am the silly boy. That's my introduction with my non-alcoholic pomegranate spritzer.
And I am just waking up.
Yeah, we're both kind of like in a weird state right now.
It's just been a long day at work. I'm just tired.
Sweepy, you're so sweepy. Ugh. I'm in the interest of letting you know that Alabama is moving on. Roll Tide. They are continuing on in March Madness and will be playing this weekend for the finals.
I don't give a piss about no mother's side, baby. I don't give a piss about no mother's side. I don't give a piss about nothing but that f***ing God. And let me tell you something. I'm a Cowboy Carter.
I thought I'd be the one to let you know your team is advancing.
Success.
That's two arms up. Great success.
Two arms up is two success. Too successful.
So congratulations, even though you didn't even know about it.
I'm winning. If I'm winning, then I know about everything.
You are winning.
So
that is true.
Yay, winning. Woo! You loser bitches would never relate. Ha ha.
Y'all are.
Maybe you do give a piss about everything and the Tide.
Well, I mean, I was a UNC fan before y'all fucking wiped us. So, you know, as it be.
Womp, womp.
That is a big womp, womp. Anyway, now I'm an NC State fan. Anyway. Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you a story about this year because I know you don't give a f- and I'm going to tell it to you anyway. This year,
nothing but the Tide.
It is not the Tide. It's NC State. It's different.
Oh.
But no. Hear me out. They were not even invited to March Madness. Okay. They wiped the floor after losing over half of their games in the season. The floor during the ACC Championship. Okay. And won like five games in a row. Okay. Then they got invited to March Madness, to the NCAA tournament, and have won every single game, every single one, even against like seeds that are way higher than theirs. They're seed 14.
Okay, wait, but they weren't invited or they were?
They weren't originally invited, but after winning the ACC tournament and winning five games in a row there, they were invited to the tournament and now are just dominating.
As they should.
They are eating. They are starving.
Eat. Yummy, make the bummy.
Big fan. DJ Burns, if you ever want to hit me up, let me know. Good Lord. Wow.
Can I ask what exactly is March Madness? Is it just a bunch of like post-secondary American football games?
It is every single Division I college team basketball all get together on this bracket basketball. Based on how they did during their seasons, and then all fight it out to the end, bracket style. So once you lose, you're
right.
Big fan of college basketball.
I mostly just watch the championships when basketball is a thing.
Oh, you're an NBA boy. I see.
I'm an NBA boy.
I am a college basketball fan because shit goes not the way that it goes when you pay millions for players. It's a lot more interesting to me.
Okay, fair. I might have to. Maybe I can't watch it. Where do you watch this?
Currently, it's on NBC. ESPN, I think, is also playing it. Big fan. Big fan.
I can probably find me a live stream link.
You
legally illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan, though. I love that.
TSN, you ain't heard of that.
Yeah, exactly. That's like me and my boss today. He was like, so what's it going to be like when the U.S. bans TikTok? And I was like, me and my Canadian citizen are going to love it, eh? And he looks at me.
I have no fucking problem.
You know what? Valid. He's like, please don't leave. I'm like, listen, you asked. Open border to
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, but U.S. banning TikTok is such a USA type beat.
Exactly.
You guys hate FUD. And I don't care if China's stealing your data. Maybe they should. Okay?
Maybe they should.
What are you guys hiding that you're so that's so you're so scared of losing?
The aliens.
Okay? If you
the aliens. Mm,
the Illuminati.
The Illuminati. The aliens.
Okay, guys, right. We're getting into you, it.
We're getting What's a conspiracy? Into it.
What the hell is a conspiracy?
It is a mildly problematic term for something that you wholeheartedly believe that may not be based in fact or true at all, but you believe is the absolute truth.
The gag is the stuff that I believe in is true, though.
Yeah, no, literally same.
Yeah, it's true.
Recycling is fake.
Recycling is fake?
I'm a very liberal human. I don't believe that recycling is real. I'm not saying that the
benefit... You can do recycling in your home.
No, but what does it go afterwards? It goes into an incinerator every single time. And they've proved
it. Okay.
Recycling is fake. You can do whatever you want inside your house of like recycling things like cardboard boxes and things like that. But recycling is not real past once it leaves your house. And I stand by that.
You know what? What's funny is my landlord is so adamant about putting shit in the right bins.
No. Girl. That makes sense. That part makes sense. But as soon as it leaves, like, your house, it just gets dumped into the same thing, into the incinerator.
I think you're right. I think I've seen the trucks just dump the two bins into the same.
Yeah.
Because you don't see a recycling truck come by. You just see one garbage truck take everything. Oh.
See?
You might have gagged the line with that one. Hold on.
I know I'm correct with that one. And people are like, oh my God, recycle those bottles. Okay. What are we going to do with it afterwards? Like, am I responsible for watching it all the way through its life cycle of getting reused? Yeah. No, I'm just dumping it into a bin. Oh. And from that point, I don't feel morally responsible for it. But if I know going into it that I'm not helping in the slightest.
Like, I'm already doing a step that the garbage men are going to do anyway. Froze. And the garbage women. Like, oh, I'm here.
I'm still here.
Well,
this little light of mine.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
How'd we get here?
MJ is frozen. So I'm
the gag
sing
is I'm literally
him.
Not frozen.
Let it shine, let it shine.
I need to send her this video,
shine.
Y'all.
All right,
because
so
I hear
that
her singing
about
it.
Attention.
The gag is she doesn't.
Just subliminally messaging JJ in order to let him put on a production of Jesus Christ Superstar in which
it's
he
not
plays
gonna happen
Jesus.
To
her. He's back.
I've been here the whole friggin' time.
I thought you just froze the whole time.
You froze. I could hear you singing This Little Light of Mine. You were the one that disconnected, not me.
You totally did. All right. Well, regardless, what were you about to say before I went off the
rails?
I
can't play Jesus. That's like sacrilegious.
No, it's sacre not. Bleu. It's
I can't
not.
Be, I can't be Jesus. Guys, I can't be Jesus. I cannot be Jesus. Jesus is like perfect.
Yeah.
I can't be him.
Okay,
I'm not
well,
perfect.
He still died. He's not perfect. Did you see?
He
read
died
the
and then he rose again.
Read
yeah.
The Bible.
And then he rose again. Which
my man went on a rage fit.
Listen, they were in his tabernacle selling things that they weren't supposed to be selling.
Okay.
What do you mean this is my house and you're out here gambling? Are you dumb? Of course I'm going to flip this table. It's my house.
One of my favorite things that Jesus has ever done is he's at a wedding and one of the women looks at him and says, "We're out of wine." And he literally says back, "How is that my problem?"
Like, skill issue, womp, 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 womp. My favorite Jesus story is when he went to go... No, he is. And I base my character off of him. That. He saw a woman by the well, a Samaritan woman, and he's like... And I can't remember how exactly the conversation went about, but he was like, "Oh, go to your husband or something." And she's like, "I don't have a husband." And he goes, "Yeah, because you have five people. You have five husbands.
Yes!
You homewrecker. You hussy. You heifer." I said, "Damn."
Tell me he's perfect again, because that is one of the sassiest boys I've ever read about in my entire life. My man saw a tree in his way and he cursed it to die.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. I got to bring it up to the Lord and see what he says about it.
Okay. I think that he would be totally fine with it because it's actually a pretty good portrayal. And I'll show you a piece of it because I have it downloaded. Anyway, it's very good.
You have the slime tutorial downloaded.
Wink, 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 wink. Anyway, what was your conspiracy before you died?
The Illuminati. The Illuminati. People back in 2007, people used to say Beyonce was a part of the Illuminati, and people think Roc Nation is Illuminati. People still think to this day Roc Nation is Illuminati. Roc Nation, exactly sure Illuminati.
What the Illuminati is, I feel like it's like a council. Is that what we've deduced? That
let me. Yeah, they're like the government that truly controls the entire world, according to the people. That's what I thought it was. And people are saying that if you play Beyonce songs backwards or Rihanna songs backwards, or like anyone who's a part of Roc Nation, you play their songs backwards, there's a secret message of domination and demonic stuff in there. Now, did I believe it back in the day? I did, because I was young and I was impressionable and I was a young man. It was 2007, okay?
As one does.
Now, for all of you, for all of those that are out there that are saying that 2007 was such a long time ago, f*** you. Now, back to the Illuminati. I wasn't
even born yet, mister.
No, because why are there kids in Weeby Acapella that are born in 2005? And one of them's taller than me.
It do be like that.
Anyways, back to this Illuminati. What is the Illuminati? Luminati.
The ones that control the space lasers. I bet he wasn't expecting to hear that one. The space lasers that start the fires in residential areas. Oh. You've never heard of this?
No. Oh my gosh.
No, that's literally a theory. So they're like, "Oh my God, look at all these LA fires. I wonder how it hit all these celebrity houses." It definitely wasn't the space lasers.
Damn.
I mean, we have the technology to do stuff like that. Like, we can shoot planes out of the sky with lasers. We can definitely set fires with them. It's just, is that real or not?
Damn.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Just a little food for thought there.
Y'all haters corny man, this with episode the is Illuminati not going well. Mess. Oh, you froze again.
I think.
Anyways.
I think that'll help.
Can you hear me still? Can you hear me still? Can you hear me? Okay, back into this conspiracy. Space lasers.
Yeah, that's
space lasers. Are they real or are they not real? Hmm? Space lasers.
It could be. It definitely could be.
Like, was that behind 9/11? I'm a Canadian, so I don't even really know what happened with 9/11. Y'all say it was a terrorist attack, and then some people say it was conspiracy by the government.
Yeah, I've definitely heard those. I don't know what to believe about that. All I know is that it's horrifying to even think about, but
right.
I don't have a lot of theories that surround 9/11 at all.
Right. People also think like celebrities are like chosen people so that they can have an influence on various parts of the world.
That one I've definitely heard before.
Do you believe
it? Like they've sold their souls or whatever.
Yeah. That's the whole thing with the Illuminati, is that you sell your soul and everything. You can't, you can never sing. The one thing that Kanye said, though, was that. Ready?
What?
What?
What? Keep going.
I was saying that Kanye said that, now this is Kanye, so take everything with a grain of salt.
Because that man is no, thank you.
The rockers.
And just not okay. Rockers.
Yeah, he's just not okay. I need to stop cussing. There's too many F-bombs so far.
Sorry, buddy.
It's, yeah, sorry, so daddy. Sorry, daddy.
Anyway.
Sorry, daddy. Oh, yeah, Kanye. He said that when you sell your soul to Rock Nation, you cannot say or sing about Jesus or God. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine, though, I guess. Whatever. I don't believe that, man. I don't think the things that he says are very nice.
Yeah. He also said that black people would sell other black people. Like Harriet Tubman would just bring more slaves to other masters. What?
There's a lot.
And he said that black people chose to be slaves.
I do remember that. I do remember that. That was bad.
I mean, that's so messed.
Let's see. What else do I wholeheartedly? Aliens. Absolutely believe that.
You believe in aliens?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
The extraterrestrial?
I believe in ghosts, but I don't think that's conspiracy. I think that's just straight real.
I think ghosts are real. I don't play with dubbies.
I absolutely believe that ghosts are real. Can I tell you a story? I wonder if I've said this on the pod or not. My granddad, his name is and...
Hi, Har-
tiny little... Well, don't say that. Oh. He built this little town called Merritt in British Columbia, and he built all the houses for it. And when he passed, he would like with the houses sometimes if like people made renovations and things like that he didn't approve of or know about before. So he would like with the air vents or like the lights and things like that. And you had to be like, knock it off. And then he'd stop for a little bit.
What?
But you had to tell the tenants or whatever who was taking the houses that, hey, you know, this is the thing that happened. And then, oh my God. So this happened recently ish is on his birthday. All he did was chain smoke. This man was like pure Quebecois. Like,
oh, I love that band.
Okay. Well, anyway, like just chain smoking constantly, right? And his leather jacket was in my parents' closet. And on his birthday, the whole room smelled like smoke. And keep in mind, in our house smokes.
Wait. How long has he been dead for?
20, 30 years.
Oh.
The whole house smelled like cigarette smoke. So my mom's like, holy shit, he's here now.
I have so many questions, though. Why? Hold on.
Yeah.
Why do you guys still have his stuff if he's dead?
That specific jacket is like his thing. So my dad kept it because he likes it.
Why?
Because it's memorabilia.
But it's haunted.
It has one piece of clothing from his dad. I'm not going to ask him.
But... It's clearly haunted. It's clearly possessed.
Oh, no, it absolutely is.
He's probably stuck in purgatory, and that jacket is what's linking him to the earthly realm. Get rid of it now.
Anyway, so he's just chilling. He said hi, and then he left again. For the apologies of literally everyone who's watching today, my dad's sisters came down for a little bit, and now my accent's like totally back. So if that's what you're wondering about, and I'm sure that some people have heard it, it'll go away in a couple days. It's just very intense right now. Yay.
She don't give a piss about nothing but time.
So this is Mountain Town, British Columbia. Interesting. Accentuating all the vowels.
I need to go anyway. To BC. People, wait, hold on. Do I have a Canadian accent? Do we have Canadian accents? Is that a thing?
I definitely do. There is no doubt in my mind that I do. Yours is way more New York like sounding. It's not like this kind of like accentuated, like now I'm going to put the gas on it a little bit. It's a lot more like this, where it's like a lot more French than it needs to be.
I know that sometimes like New Brunswick, that's they kind of have that like they'll say like a boot. But like in Toronto, the Toronto.
That sound to it.
Yeah, the Toronto slang is very different.
What the hell? You back? Back. Okay, well, it's fine.
Whoa. Dude. More conspiracies. Okay, moon landing was a hoax.
The hiccups. Sip on my spritzer.
She brought her spritzing? We've been cussing up a storm on this episode. Let me tell you something. This is going to be bleeped to the max.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what's going on. The second that we don't get sleep, it's just over.
We're what like other cranky theories little grumpy have? Babies.
I am a grumpy little baby. What?
Ooh. Oh, that's not.
Oh, what? That has so many more implications. Oh my God. Ew. I have nothing to defend myself with, actually. I want to go home.
Oh, I was shocked.
I'm not. Today's been weird. Ooh, okay. I have a work story to tell you.
Oh my gosh, I have a work story to tell you too.
Okay, mine's short. I'll tell mine first. Ready?
Go ahead.
Ready? So we're discussing, it's like annual budget year time or whatever. So there's a little bit of money left over. So we're trying to put together a wish list of like things to do, right? With like the little bit of extra money that's left over.
Right.
That's a good movie. Anyway, so we're all discussing in a room during a meeting where like we're saying like all these things that we want, and this coworker that I'm having a problem with, she goes, well, I think we should all get laptops for, you know, working at home and things like that. And one of my coworkers goes, girl, you don't even do that here.
Oh
yeah. I ran out of the room.
See, the problem is I would be the person to say that.
Gagged. Absolutely gagged. Ruined. I have no idea what happened after that in the meeting because I left so fast. You don't even do that here.
And she don't.
She doesn't. So, which is not wrong.
Someone had to speak the truth. Sometimes it's so hard to be a real one. You like, gotta be the real in the room.
It wasn't even like she was like raising her hand and saying it. It was just like so fast. Like she said,
I love people like that, that are just quick with it and quick with a quick gag. I love it. I love it. Okay. So mine is also kind of a gag. Yesterday, my boss was like, oh, so the day before, let me give you a little context. So one of the museums that my company makes, like we make security stuff for, they wanted a new item, okay? And I put it together. I was handling it. It went very well. We made phone calls and we got the sale. Anyways, bada bing, bada boom, I put the sale through into the fulfillment team. I put it in on Monday, last week Monday. Mm-hmm. Thursday rolls around and the museum calls and they're like, where the hell is the service? Where's the goods? I was like, no. I was like, oh, okay, let me check in with fulfillment. Fulfillment goes, we never received that order. I said, oh, what do you mean? I put it in your inbox Monday morning. Bada bing, bada boom. We end up finding it in one of the fulfillment team's folders behind her desk. I don't know how it ended up there. I did not put it there, nor I don't even have access to that area.
Ooh,
but the gag is on Tuesday, today, my boss was like, oh, so I heard about what happened with the museum. We got to make sure that we're always checking on the orders, making sure that they're going through, because apparently, you know, you didn't put it in her tray until Thursday. I said, whoa. I didn't put it in her tray until Thursday. Is that what the story is? I put it in her tray on Monday. She didn't find it until Thursday in her folder. And my boss goes, oh, she didn't tell me that. She didn't tell me she found the order.
Gag.
I said, oh. But that is what happened. And my other coworker that was sitting beside us said, Ooh, not you trying to get me in trouble. Boo.
That's awesome.
And the crowd goes mild. Like, what the hell?
Yikes. Yeah,
that's
a big yikes.
But that's a big yikes. But now I had receipts and everything. So I wasn't the one that lost the order. That's honestly, all I got to say. Thank you. I've been killing it at work. That's why I've been so tired.
Look at us.
Gag him. Anyways, back to some conspiracy theories. I'm going to list off a couple of them, and then you're going to give me your thoughts on them.
Love it.
the moon landing was fake.
Okay, but like I've met people that worked on like all the space missions and stuff like that. It may, even if it was faked on like one of the days, there's been so many since then of like things that we've done in relationship to the moon and things like that, that I don't think that it hasn't been done. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So there's also people that believe the moon is not real.
Okay, I'm not there. I'm definitely not there. I love space so much. I have met people that worked on many different missions, like the Saturn V and things like that, rockets and shit like that. I don't think that it was faked. If it was, I think we've been there since that initial date in the 60s, that it doesn't really matter necessarily. I just want us to spend more money on space because I want to go. And I said my bit.
I don't know why people don't believe in the space landing or that we have the technology to do that. We have literal computers in our hands that we carry around with us daily. We have cars that drive us from point A to point B with us not having to make contact with the gas pedal.
It's where the Decepticons are.
It's where we keep all the baddies. It's where we keep all the bad guys locked up.
The Decepticons.
What's the main Decepticon's name? Megatron.
Yeah.
Megatron? Yeah. Yeah.
I love
Optimus Prime, I've come to end you.
I love Transformers.
I love Transformers too. I love the ones with Shia LaBeouf in it.
Yes. When you come to Florida for theme parks and things like that, we have to go on the Transformers ride, and then you can meet Megatron. You can meet Megatron.
I better not be taller than him. That's all I gotta say.
No, you're not. He's like 15 feet tall.
Oh, thank God.
He's fucking massive.
I mean, I'm almost there. We're both almost there. Let's
15?
Be real.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're like 14.9. I wasn't gonna call it up this
time.
That
one was bad. That one was really bad.
15? Oh my gosh.
I'm sure episode still hasn't come out yet.
I don't think the gym episode's come out yet.
But at the same time, that is a very interesting reveal of my past to my present friendships.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that you share jokes. We're going to
continue bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And what about it? We need Jim back on the pod. Honestly, no, he's one of my favorite guests. He was so much fun.
He was fun.
Thank you. Okay. Back to space. Anyway, I freaking love space.
I love space.
I love space. I like to look at pictures of Saturn. I think Saturn and Jupiter are my favorite planets. And if they're not real, that's just going to break my heart. And you guys don't want to break my heart. I'm just a little guy.
Have you ever been in like a centrifuge and things like that?
I thought you were going to ask me if I've ever been to Saturn, and I was going to say yes.
No. Hang on. Let me pull out my iPad. That's beautiful where I have gas picture.
Giant.
Oh.
Yeah. A tall drink of water. Saturn, I see you. And you got your rings on. Let me put a ring on you, baby. I think it's when space camp first started becoming friends. Wow, that brings me back. I remember. Whoa, what a blast from the past. Y'all, she's showing me pictures from space camp.
I have never in my life had so much fun as an adult.
Wait, isn't that camp camp? Wait, camp camp. Camp, camp
like about overlap. It was like overnight. It was fun. And then we were in the little spinny ball thing called the centrifuge.
Oh my gosh, we should go to an observatory.
Agreed. They didn't let me on the military base, though, because I was a Canadian citizen and I didn't have my American passport at the time. So they didn't let me in.
Is that Area 51?
No, it's in Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. Your favorite place.
Alabama, baby. Alabama. Alabama.
Anyway.
Okay. Next one. I guess these are both the same, Illuminati and the New World Order. Oh my gosh, New World Order. I had a Staples customer one time tell me go on and on about New World Order. I told him to shut up. I'm not hearing that.
Yeah. He said, you're getting paid. You're on the clock to hear this. Yeah,
minimum wage is still not on the clock. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
But it's not. Okay, I'm skipping those two because I actually hate the idea of talking about the New World Order. If the New World Order was supposed to... We already are in a New World Order, and it's called capitalism, okay?
Okay, socialist.
I hate capitalism, guys. Come on. Let's be serious. Let's be so serious for just one moment. Have you seen the price of oil?
Have you seen the price of literally anything? Because it's crazy.
It is insane. It is insane. Things that, like, even 2 years ago would have been, like, I don't know, $6 are now $15. And that's $15 in Canadian. Our Canadian dollar is so bad. It's only really 73. Bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. I can't buy anything from America anymore because you guys charge an arm and a leg.
Weak dollar.
Weak as hell, bro. Weak as hell.
Anyway, what else you
Anyways, the earth is flat.
I don't believe that. That's just weird. That one is strange and I'll never understand it.
I've met one flat earther, and for some reason, they always happen to be Christian, which is weird because I'm Christian and I don't believe the earth is flat. So what kind of Christian are you?
Very strange. I got nothing for that.
Despite centuries of scientific evidence to the contrary, a small group but vocal asserts that the earth is flat. This belief is often accompanied by claims that all the evidence to the contrary is part of a vast conspiracy orchestrated by the government and scientists to deceive the public. When would the government ever want to deceive us, guys?
But why in that? Like, that's the part that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I retract my previous statement. The government will always lie to us. Let's start there. But why about the earth being flat? What do they gain?
Nothing. That's the confusing part. Next.
Thank you.
The death of Princess Diana was orchestrated.
Absolutely. That is without a doubt.
Ooh, get into it.
That's real. The royal family could not stand her. How dare Many she love her children and love other people?
Right. How dare she not be in fall in line with our royal rules?
God, she was amazing. I'm so angry.
Many believe that the car crash that killed Princess Diana was not an accident, but rather the result of a conspiracy theory who might have been behind it and why. Various, including... Okay, this is written really weird.
Does Bruno Mars is gay?
I think Bruno Mars is a lesbian. I think Bruno Mars is my lesbian king. His name is not even Bruno Mars. It's Peter Hernandez.
It is not Bruno Mars.
Yes, it is.
No, I said it's not Bruno Mars. Listen to my whole sentence.
You said, gag it. Damn. Okay, let me just shut the hell up.
24 karat magic in the air.
Look out, girl.
Yeah!
Yeah, I don't know the words.
I don't either, but you know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing. Your camera's off.
I'm currently picking at a scab on my shoulder that I accidentally scratched, and now it's bleeding everywhere.
How did you scratch it? What'd you do, girl?
I itched it against the back of my chair.
You itched it against the back? You mean you scratched it?
Yeah, no. I had an itch, so I moved.
Okay.
And itched it against the chair.
No, you scratched it against the chair.
Whatever. It still hurts.
Itch is a feeling. Okay, fine. Not an action word.
It hurts. Whatever. I'm in severe physical pain and all you're coming for is my f***ing grammar.
Yes. Yes, I am. Let's get itched the first time. Beep. Beep. See, I'm going to be the good boy and not cuss anymore.
Well,
you're not going to get one more cuss word out of me.
I am in a lot of pain right now.
Don't be in pain. You're too sexy.
Okay, well, I'll send you a picture of it, and then you'll tell me how sexy I am in my ugly-ass little shirt that I got going on. Go.
Cool. Let me see it. Okay, what else is there? The John F. Kennedy assassination.
The mob.
I forget about him. What's wrong with his wife?
Everything is wrong with that entire family. Next.
I feel like he feeds her sheets of metal from time to time.
You know, I have heard that.
I don't understand it, but I have heard it. Right? Or you'll have like trail mix, but the trail mix have like bits and pieces of like batteries.
That's my
and
president
stuff, and
you're talking about.
That's your president.
That's my president.
I ain't talking about the president. I'm talking about the first lady. And yes. I'm not talking about Miss O'Shill. I'm talking about Miss Munch and Crunch. What's her name?
Munch.
And I ain't talking about Ice Spice either. Oh, gosh.
Ew.
This episode is getting weirder.
It's getting so weird. Next.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird. Okay. Here we go.
Next.
Area 51 and aliens. This theory
real.
Claims that Area
Absolutely
51
real.
Is a highly classified remote detachment. Oh.
Real. Aliens are real. They live in the ocean. They live among us.
Oh
Have
my
you seen
gosh.
Things
yeah,
that the Navy's posted,
among
though?
Us?
No. The Navy literally declassified these videos of small little cylinder objects that are flinging across the sky at like 260 miles an hour. And they like disappear out of sight, gone. But like
now,
we're tracking
them
with our guns.
What the hell Rihanna got to do with this?
Huh?
What does Rihanna have to do with this?
The Navy.
Yeah.
What?
The Navy. Isn't that her fan base?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's the name of her fan base, the Rihanna fans. They're the Navy.
Oh,
well, what are they doing?
The United States Nautical Navy is literally tracking these like tiny little discs and shit like that in the sky, going way faster than any of our shit can. And then they disappear or they go in like crazy directions, like change really, really fast. And they go,
whoa.
I swear
Hold
to God.
The phone. Hold
They've
the phone. We gotta run this track back. Whoa. You're going too fast for me.
All
whoa.
Of these files. You have to look these up.
Wait,
They're insane.
Wait,
and all of these
wait,
like top military
wait.
People went to Congress and
I
they were like, yeah, aliens are real. And then the Congress was like, I know y'all are going through it right now, but aliens are real. And then Mexico came up with these
whoa.
Little tiny alien body things, but it turns out that they're
Mexico.
Like cardboard. But it's fine.
That was so much information. I could not process any of that. I have no idea what you just said.
I'll send you a link.
Okay, cool. Send me a link.
They go so
Whoa.
Fast.
I don't even know what the hell we talking about.
Listen. I believe in aliens, and I cannot wait to meet them. I hope.
Oh my gosh! What if they're already here? What if you're one, and you're just trying to play me right now?
I mean,
what if you're among me?
What a great place to be.
What if I'm an alien? Oh,
right,
oh my gosh, that scared me.
You gotta watch this. It's so
You don't have YouTube
cool.
Premium?
No.
Ew.
Watch this.
Oh, hold on, guys. What are we watching?
Look at this.
Okay, we're watching the pentagram. Oh, hold on.
They declassified all of these things. Look how fast that's going. And all of
how
our stuff
is
like tracking it over 200 miles
what
an
is
hour.
It? What is
no
it?
No one knows. No one knows. Huh?
I thought the U.S. government did that. No?
No, they don't know.
Declassified is meant to clear up any misconceptions by the public.
Look
Wait,
at how fast
so,
that thing's going. Look at that thing.
Oh, I'm getting chills. I'm looking away. I can't let... No.
Look
I'm looking away. That
is.
Actually... No, I can't look at that. Guys, she's showing me, like, UFOs that are going, like, way too fast. Way too fast. And it's not our technology.
I cannot
okay, so
wait. There's definitely
the aliens are here.
Yeah.
The aliens are here. Put on your foil
like,
hats, everyone.
There are people in the United States military that have come off and been whistleblowers for the fact that there are aliens somewhere that are trying to interact with us or do like different things or like mess with our stuff. It's said that they live in the oceans or like they live on these islands that nobody inhabits, but they're just watching. They're not like really doing anything right now. I cannot wait for them to come hang out.
So aliens are here and here we are both still single?
Yeah.
Oh. Would you date an alien?
Probably.
Okay,
fast.
So speed dating, alien speed date. What are you looking forward to in an alien? We do this every episode.
Speed dating. What am I looking for?
Speed dating.
I am currently 26. I'm actually not. I'm 25. And I'm just really looking for someone really down to earth. But it doesn't really matter what earth, if you like catch my vibe.
Right. I'm looking for someone tall. I'm looking for someone that's established. I'm looking for someone that is a well-oriented family alien who knows what they want and is determined and always has motivation to do their best.
Oh my God, that sounds like such a stand-up guy.
Thank
you. Too bad we can't find them around on Earth.
It's too bad.
Man. Anyway, I think that aliens are absolutely real, and I would like them to be nice when they do show up. So that's my plea for peace.
Aliens versus AI is going to be crazy.
Because if they can move that fast and aren't saying hi, I don't want to know what their wartime looks like.
And their wartime probably washes our wartime. Let me tell you something. Humans are stupid.
Yeah.
We are so slow as a species. I know God is looking at us sometime and he's like, okay.
Why are we doing this?
Like, why? Why?
We're just a really weird game of Sims.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
I just got him to prove that he is a deist. Oh!
I'm a what?
Deist. Got him.
What's that?
D-E-I-S-T. Heretic.
I know how it's...
Heretic. What? Heathen. Whore.
Ticks?
Heretic.
I don't know what this is. Deism. How do you spell this word?
D-I-E-I-S-M.
D-I-E-S-M.
No. D-E-I-S-M.
Belief in the existence of supreme being.
Yeah.
Specifically of a creator who does not intervene with the universe. This term is used chiefly of an intellectual movement of the 17th and 18th century. Would you survive in the 17th and 18th century quickly?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't even survive now well without the medications that I'm on. And I stand by that.
Oh, yeah. You're done for. She's done for. She's cooked in the 17th century. Witch! That's what I would do to you.
Oh, shit. I let you in the house and you turn against. Oh. Gagged.
I wouldn't even be serious, too. I'd just be standing. Witch! And then they'd all come with the pitchforks.
For the record, that's a joke that I've made to him many times. That is not a new bit.
You can probably find it in one of our old episodes. Have you listened to our old episodes?
I can't listen to my own voice.
I don't know what the hell we were talking about some of those times. We were talking about situations that I have no idea.
I just think it's funny. No clue.
It's so weird listening to them. It's like an out-of-body experience. You have to listen to them sometimes, though.
Otherwise, we'll cry about our mortal lives. Anyway.
Okay.
I think we need to stop. I think we're done.
What else is there? I think we are done. I think that's all the conspiracies we got. Yeah. Well,
then you're staying on the line because I want to show you Jesus Christ.
I want to go to bed.
That's not allowed. 7 minutes of your time, sir, please.
Oh, wait, hold on. We need to put it in the trash.
Oh, I'm putting in the trash the disrespect that you just showed me and not telling me what you want to say.
Oh, I have to tell you off the pod.
Disrespect. Disrespect.
I can't say this on the pod because I can't let these people know. I can't let these people know what's going on behind the scenes, guys. It's not for you. It's for Gevi. I got to show her my bits. Whoa.
Okay.
What was that?
Nothing.
I don't think I have anything to put in the trash this week.
I have to put that fucking attitude in there.
I have to put nothing but the tie, baby. I don't give a piss about nothing but the tie.
Hey, listen, they might go all the way. Just saying.
They might go all the way. All the way.
All the way.
Okay, guys. I'm for real. What am I putting in the trash this week? 9 to 5s. I'm putting in the trash. That's it. That's all I'm putting in the trash. What are you guys putting in the trash this week? Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's a long one. It's a full episode length. Yeah. Okay, guys. It's been real. This is G.
Ayo.
And this is Jay. I said it wrong. I was supposed to say Jay first because I'm not G, but I said G first. That's fine. Okay, guys. Good night. It's Jay and G. It's G and Jay.
You're so sweet.
Ginger. Ginger garbage. We're going back to bed, guys. We're hanging up and we're going to go lay down in the same bed. Okay, bye.
Oh. God, you're so hot. You're so.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a party girl. Yeah.